Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hello, welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I am so excited to have you here today, as always. So today we have a really exciting episode with Bria. And Bria is a human design expert who I found on Instagram. She had a beautiful Instagram, and I was just going down the rabbit hole one day and I saw her and started a conversation, and I was realizing how I've never talked about human design on this podcast. Or if I've talked about it, it's been very one-off and just like in bits and glips during the shows. And I haven't actually had an episode that deep dives into human design. And if you're like, what in the world is human design? It is kind of like a mix of, well, Bria's actually going to get into it. So I don't even want to go there, but it is kind of, it's like astrology, chakras, stuff. It's basically a way to like interpret how you move about the world. If you like horoscopes, if you like astrology, if you're into some of the woo-woo stuff, but also auras and energy fields and quantum physics and that kind of stuff, this is going to be something that will be really fun for you. And I think with anything, you have to see if this kind of stuff kind of stuff resonates with you, and it really does with me. So I've actually used this as a tool in my business and in my life, and use it as a way to understand how I navigate big emotions, how I navigate and share information in the world, and what my bigger purpose is. And I don't take everything so seriously, and it's been an amazing tool to use to just have in my toolbox. And I am really excited to introduce you to human design, or dive deeper if this is something that you already know about and you're curious about how to actually start to use this in your business. So without further ado, we will get started. All right. Welcome, Bria. Is that how you pronounce your name, Bria?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
Yay. I've only read it. I haven't actually like said it. So there we go. Well, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and chat with you about my favorite subject.
Yay. So I found Bria on Instagram and immediately was like, I love everything you're posting, all of the things that you're doing. You're talking about one of my favorite subjects, human design. And I was like, I've never had somebody on the show, and I just want to talk about human design with you and dive into it and what that looks like as an entrepreneur, I would say. And then especially navigating all of the newness that is happening in our lives as well, and how we can kind of like use that to go forward with everything. So yeah. I'm just excited to meet you and see your face like outside of the squares and hi.
I'm excited too. This is awesome. Yeah. The moment you messaged me, I was like, yep, she's my kind of person.
Yes. Same. I was like, this is just, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
I've done this a couple times where I'm like, ooh, these are interesting people that I just want to get to know. And so I just invite them on my podcast and I'm like, well, kill two birds with one stone and like be really, I don't know, put it out into the world and also get to know each other. So, I don't know. That's a thing I do. And I appreciate you being down for the journey.
You're a manifesting generator, right? That's what
I'm a manifester.
Oh, manifester. Okay. Okay. Interesting. That makes sense. Like efficiency. So yeah. Two birds.
Is efficiency like a huge,
I mean, they just like move really fast and are like, yeah, we're doing it. So I like it. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So for people that are like, what in the heck, like what is human design? It's something I have looked a lot into and like, I have books and I read it and I like love following it. And I don't think I've ever publicly talked about it on the podcast. So some people might be like, what is this? And you might have also seen it. Like, I feel like it's been growing in popularity in the online entrepreneur space. So why don't you give a quick little introduction to what it is and maybe even like the five types?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So I love it. So I would say human design is kind of like the science of the aura, or maybe like the art and science of the aura, because there's two sides sort of. And just for anyone who's not familiar with auras or energy or whatever, the aura is essentially your energy body or your personal energy field. And it can extend up to, I believe, like 6 feet around you. So think of like this big like bubble, and that's how you kind of speak to people without actually talking. So human design is comprised of a few different systems, like ancient modalities and more modern sciences. So we've got the chakra system, astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah tree of life, and quantum physics. So all of these things kind of mesh together. I mean, it's not necessarily like a new thing. These are all like kind of old things that have been around for a while, but they've just been like sort of synthesized and put together in a new way. But all of this information sort of gives us this blueprint of how your energy is designed to thrive and interact in the world. And so essentially it will show us like, you know, your natural gifts, who you are at your, you know, truest self before conditioning and, you know, various life experiences, your inner guidance system and how to make the best or most aligned decisions for you, whether that's in life or business. Also lessons that you're here to learn and potentially like challenges that you may come across that are ultimately here to sort of teach you or kind of move you through some experiences that activate some higher gifts or wisdom. It also will show you where you're most susceptible to conditioning, how you're empathic, all of those kinds of things that really sort of help us move through the world more true to ourselves and really leverage our energetic gifts in the world so that, you know, we can do what our soul is here to do and really be successful at doing that. And also really avoiding like burnout and illness and all of those kinds of things that often come up in entrepreneurship. So essentially, how to know if you're on the right or wrong path and how to course correct back to who you really are.
I love that. And one of my favorite things, it's just like such a simple thing, but you're not self theme. It's just like I'm a manifester, and I believe all manifestors are anger, but maybe I'm anger. Yes. And so whenever I'm feeling anger, I'm like, oh, that means I'm like not on the right path here. And so it's just such a good, like instantaneous, like feeling of like, oh, I'm feeling anger, which is like not right for me. And so I need to like course adjust and make sure that I'm not doing the thing that is causing this whole, and it's like anger feels different than disappointment, or it feels different than anxiety. And so there's like this very like anger I don't feel very often. And so when I do, it's like, whoa, something really big is
like
going on here.
Levels of anger too. Like, you know, you can have like full blown rage, and you know, maybe that's happening when something's taking you really far off path, or you're acting in a way that's out of alignment for you, or you might have just sort of like a low level irritation, or that feeling like someone's, you know, you're being controlled or kept in a box. So many different sort of ways that can show up, because some people may not necessarily resonate with like rage or anger, like that sort of idea, especially as women, because we've kind of been taught to like be nice and play nice all the time. And so anger is often a difficult emotion for women to experience or even acknowledge.
Yeah. And I don't oftentimes, not really ever, I don't get to that like rage screaming point, but like even just feeling the anger inside of myself, even if I'm not acting on it, I'm like, ooh, I feel that. And like, it's just such a cool gift that I think human design has given me to know that that is like an important emotion to notice.
Totally.
And I can adjust other things in my life if it's like continuing to pop up around certain things. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I like to say it's sort of like this shoulder tap from the universe of like, hey girl, like, you're kind of going down the wrong direction, or you're not really using your energy how we want you to use it. So just like take a look at what you're doing and make some shifts. Mm-hmm. And it's not like people can tend to kind of get down on themselves when they feel those not self themes, which we can totally kind of get into what those are for each type. But it's easy to sort of hold on to that and be like, oh, something's wrong with me, I'm not doing this right. And it's like, no, you're always going to be fluctuating in and out of the your alignment sort of theme and your not self or out of alignment theme. And that's just like, it's just learning how to recognize it sooner and make those adjustments faster.
Absolutely. So do you mind giving a very general breakdown of like, what are the types and how would somebody go find out what type they are? What's your best recommendation?
Absolutely. So I often say, just for people starting out, go to mybodygraph.com. It's one of the less ugly or complicated looking ones. And it's also got a few like audios that you can play once you've calculated your chart. You will need your birthday, your birth time, that and place, obviously, but the time is especially important. So if you don't have a super accurate birth time, you may find that some things don't resonate with you. And that can be kind of one of the main things like I would look at with somebody if their things are feeling really off and like, I just don't feel like that's me. It's often that the birth time is off a little bit.
And how off does it have to be off? Because I know that like I put in an hour, but and I've done like, 5 minutes here and there just to be like, in case it was wrong and like nothing really changed. So
yeah. So on a system like My Body Graph, you are not going to see a ton of changes within like smaller increments. It's more stuff that's like actually under the surface that you won't see on a program like that, but maybe that you will see on a website like Genetic Matrix, where we have all of this like substructure of human design, like environment, cognition, motivation, all of those things that could change minute by minute and could make a really big difference. That said, like sometimes I've seen people's type change within a few minutes, but often it's more like, an hour or so. So there's a lot that like you could do either on your own or with a reader to determine what is that most accurate time. Because somebody like me, I could ask you questions to see like, okay, what actually feels most natural to you out of this, this, and this, and then we can kind of narrow it in.
Awesome.
Or you could also get like a birth time rectification from an astrologer, and that would usually help with things. That said, so once you've calculated your chart, you're gonna see a energy type. And that's sort of the main thing we're talking about in human design. It's sort of like the biggest umbrella layer of all the minute little layers. So there's five types. There's manifestors, which you are, generators, that's me, manifesting generators, and projectors and reflectors. And so manifestors, we'll start with them and I'll just kind of move down the list. You are really like the energetic trailblazers, really natural leaders. And this is like huge for everyone to know, is that you are the only type designed to initiate. And you're really here to like start new things, spark action in other people, that kind of stuff. I like to like think of it as like the flick that sends the dominoes flying.
Yeah.
Little spark that like lights the fire. And as you said, manifestors, that not self theme, which is really this emotional theme that you're going to feel when you're out of alignment, and that's anger. So again, it could be irritation, annoyance, like you're being controlled or that you have no autonomy. People are telling you what to do, like those types of feelings. And sometimes even rage. So on that flip side of that, we also have like what you're going to feel when you are in alignment. And for manifestors, that's something called peace. And this is called your signature. So peaceful, calm, and really kind of empowered as you pursue your visions and bring them to reality. Generators, the second type. So manifestors are about 8% of the population. So one of the kind of smaller groups. Generators are a much larger group at about like 35%. And I would say generators are like the sparkly uplifters, really natural motivators of others, here to fuel and inspire people by doing only what lights them up. And that's the key, doing only what lights you up. Because if you're not doing that, you're going to feel a lot of frustration. And that is the generator, not self theme. So frustration feels really, and like, I know this one so personally, because this was like my life for so long was, I'm just so frustrated. But it will feel like blah, like heavy, tired, stalled, stuck, really kind of lacking that excitement and inspiration and energy needed to move forward. And when a generator is in alignment, they're going to feel really like deeply satisfied by the way that they're using their energy. So like how they're spending their day, how they're, you know, using their time, very energized and kind of just like high and bubbly about life and all that it's bringing to you. Generators are a very like magnetic aura. So manifesting generators, they are again about 35% of the population. And there's some debate about whether these are their own type or more like traditionally they're really more of a subtype of generator because they have the same what's called sacral engine as a generator. So at the core, they have this generator engine, but they also are sort of this hybrid of the manifestor and generator because they have a connection from their sacral motor to the throat, which is like that key thing that makes you a manifesting generator. And as this hybrid of manifestors and generators, their energy really loves variety. So MGs are our most expansive thinkers and doers. They're really like natural visionaries that are here to innovate, challenge the status quo, and kind of like break the rules of life, but really play and have fun while doing it. And they're also going to feel that frustration like the generators, but also sometimes anger. You won't necessarily see generators feeling the anger so much, but the manifesting generators, like they'll feel that frustration, but then that anger does come out here and there. Like I have a lot of MG friends and you can see it when they get very out of alignment, the anger starts.
Yeah, I get that. So my husband is a manifesting generator. Okay. He doesn't know what that means other than he is one. And so like, I'll always be like, look, babe, it's snowing outside. Like, I love the snow. And he goes, I manifested it for you. And I'm just like, you're being such a weirdo, but whatever. Like, that's all he knows about.
That's funny.
Design.
Well, yeah. And like, it's interesting because we think of like the word like manifesting or manifester as someone who calls things in and attracts things into their life. And like, while yes, like manifesting generators and generators do have that sort of magnetic aura that will attract things. The whole idea of like manifesting or manifester in human design is a lot different. It's actually more of like speaking things into existence or creating and taking action. But really like manifesting generators, when it comes back to that like out of alignment feeling, it's in addition to that stuckness of generators and the irritation of manifestors, they often feel like people are trying to slow them down or hold them back or like fit them into a box or this sort of linear mold of how things need to be done. And manifesting generators really are here to break out of that linear mold. And like, they're the people who want to go from A to Z to E to G back to B. And like, they'll kind of if you want, like, the main difference between a generator creative process and a manifesting generator creative process, the generators are like the tortoise and the manifestors are the hare, or manifesting generators are the hare. Like, very quick, but then sometimes they have to circle back because they've forgotten something. So we all end up getting to the same place, but the journey looks a lot different.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I'm like surrounded by them. So it's easy for me as a generator to feel like I'm not moving fast enough, but it's such a different process. So I think it's so important for us, especially as entrepreneurs, to understand like what's most natural for us and like really what we're here to do and who we're here to be, so that we're not feeling less than or not good enough when we're comparing to other people. The third type, sorry, fourth type, projectors. So projectors are about, I want to say like 19, 20, like don't quote me on the math, but 19, 20-ish percent of the population. And I would call them our efficiency optimizers. They're really natural guides that are here to kind of advise us on how to achieve better energetic effectiveness, better flow in whatever niche they have an affinity for or like unique understanding of. They definitely, projectors do have niches. Like they are supposed to be specified into a system or a process or something. And once they find that thing that they see so differently from everyone else, they'll really kind of rise to success very quickly.
I know two projectors that I'm like, whoa, yeah, that is them. Exactly.
Yeah, right. They like love efficiency and anything to like increase that. They're all into it.
It just feels like both the two that I'm like are really coming to my mind are people who they were like trying to find their passions and like testing out all of these different things. And it was like, whoa, when they kind of like combined it and figured out what they like wanted to dive deep into, they just like found their ultimate success. Like very, I just like loved watching their quick journeys too. It was like, whoa, like just inspiring. So
when that's their sort of like alignment, signature, they call it is success. And so for a projector, it's, that's like the one that's not so much emotional and more like it actually is like material success, but also there is an emotional component to that, or like a non-physical component to it of like, you know, what is success to you? Like, how do you feel when you're like, what does success feel like for you? And that's really important for all projectors to, really find out for themselves, because otherwise they're going to be following somebody else's version of success, and then they're never going to feel successful. So for them, like that alignment is really, I feel like, deeply deserving of ease. They feel very valued, and then again, like well rewarded by material and energetic success. But when they're not in alignment, projectors feel bitterness, and this is like all projectors are like, ooh, yep. And it's this very much like resentment, holding on to like inner hurts or the past, thinking like everyone else is at fault, the world isn't fair, no one gets me, that kind of thing. So they can really fall into this sort of like self-pitying bitterness about what everyone else is doing and what's happening in the world around them, and kind of be focused outward rather than like, okay, what's like my responsibility in this situation, or what can I do, you know, to feel good in myself right now?
That's like interesting to hear, because hearing that as a manifester, I'm like, I don't really resonate with that feeling that deeply. I've obviously experienced some of those feelings as we navigate all things. And I'm not like, oh, it's been a theme in my life where I'm like really out of alignment or something. So
totally. Same with me. Like the bitterness doesn't really resonate with me as well, but like frustration, I was like, oh, yep. Like that one hits in the gut.
And anger for me, I'm like, wow. I'm like, I'm rarely angry. So when I am, I'm like, everything is wrong.
For sure. And like, it's from kind of what we've chatted about, or what I've seen of your work, is that you are really aligned already. So now you're going to have like such a clear contrast between what is alignment and what isn't alignment for you. Whereas like, you know, some people, maybe if they're just kind of starting on their journey of self-awareness, they may have, as a manifestor, a lot of like latent, like underlying anger that's just been sort of this like undercurrent throughout their entire lives. And so it can be really interesting to start peeling back those layers and seeing like, oh, actually, maybe I am pissed off about, you know, all of this stuff going on. No, I guess the last type, reflectors. So reflectors are only 1% of the population. And so very, very, very rare. And the reason for that, like, we have all these reasons for like why there's certain amounts of different types, but reflectors in particular are supposed to be the center of a community. And so we only need one reflector for one community. And these reflectors are highly sensitive chameleons. They're very natural mirrors that are here to reflect the well-being of the community or the society or the world. And they really will pick up on, you know, anything that someone else, the energetic of a space or the energetics of a person or a group of people is feeling, like what's going on under the surface. And they'll experience and see things that a lot of people won't, that'll be very subtle. So they may walk into a space and just immediately be like, oh, like something's off here. Like, I don't like the vibe, but often won't trust themselves enough to say something or change the space, just accommodate everyone else that's there. But that's actually really one of their most important navigation tools is like, do I feel good here? Or do I not feel good? Am I sick? Like, they will reflect that quality of the space or the people around them. So for them, I would say, especially like a reflector in business, so, so important to curate your energetic space, whether that's, you know, your website, your social media feed, like what you're taking in, what's around you, your friends, all of that is so important. And for them, when they're out of alignment, they're going to feel this sense of disappointment. And it's sort of this like heaviness, this unmet expectations or unmet hopes, and sort of this like sadness with reality, like life isn't really all they thought it would be. So that is, it's really interesting because when they're in alignment, they're going to feel like surprised and delighted by life's experiences and everything that shows up for them. And just very like, ooh, like I'm trying on this thing right now because I'm around these people, and ooh, I go to this place and oh, this is the experience I'm having. Isn't that cool? I've never felt this before. So it's very much like this curiosity and this like delight in almost like putting on different personas or trying on different places.
Thank you for sharing all of that. I haven't heard the way you explained that, like in that perspective ever. And it was very fun and light and just like joyful to hear.
Oh, good.
And like reflect upon like all of the different types. So I'm like, there's so many places we could go.
Yeah, right.
So based on like the audience that we have in front of us of like scaling online business owners, what are just like some fun things that like we can dive into and learn about our human design, or like, what are some of your unique perspectives and what you'd love to just talk about, ask about, share? I don't know.
Yeah. So recently I've kind of been diving into more like how, the different types can like show up in terms of like basically just show up in their business in terms of like marketing or creating content. And like, how can you do that in an aligned way? Because we all know as entrepreneurs that like we need to show up in some way, right? But so often there's so much like stress around showing up because people haven't found a way that feels good to them. And so they may then just not show up at all because it feels too hard or it feels really like out of alignment. Like, you know, it might be like icky sales tactics, or like they've been told that they need to do like weekly emails and that doesn't feel good for them. And, you know, there's a difference between out of alignment and like, you know, resistance to something because you're scared of it or it's new. But oftentimes, like what I'm seeing in my clients, especially in some of the sessions that I do called Unblock Your Biz, where we're really looking at like, okay, how are you showing up in business, or and what are the blocks that you're having, and how can we tweak the way you're showing up or what you're doing to actually align with your chart. And yeah, so many people are showing up in ways that aren't how they are designed. And so of course they're experiencing friction and challenges and, or like not kind of hitting the levels of success that they desire or know that they're capable of.
That's really interesting. So one of the things in our Align Business Academy is like, obviously you have to show up and have a business and like do marketing and things,
yeah,
because otherwise like no one knows who you are. And so
exactly.
I haven't had a proven system of like how to pick the thing other than it's like, you don't have to focus on everything. And we want to pick something that actually attracts the people that you are trying to serve and feels really good for you. So that feeling mm-hmm. good is always really important. And so it's like some people want to be more behind the scenes. And for me, using my voice and showing up like on a podcast or on Instagram stories feels really aligned. And I always love doing it in spontaneous ways. I'm really bad at like planning it and like having to sit at that schedule. Yeah. I just want to do it when it feels good. And is that a manifester?
Oh my
thing?
Gosh. Yeah. 100%. Which is like great. Cause it's like, obviously you've trusted yourself. Like you've had enough self-trust to follow what feels good for you rather than beating yourself up, you know, for not being like Susie over here or
yeah,
whoever over there, right? Cause like, yeah, manifestors, like you are spontaneous beings. You have urges that propel you into action. And of course, like, you know, you need to look at your, what in human design is called authority to make sure that, you know, you're making the right decisions, that what you're acting on is correct for you. But when it comes to something like showing up in your business and marketing, and you're just, you know, want to show up and share your message, that spontaneity of you showing up and using your voice and speaking on stories or something, or like IG Live, is really aligned. Because what makes you a manifester is having that throat center, which is where we obviously communicate through, but also where mm-hmm. we create through and act through, connected to one of the motor centers that is not the sacral. So I'm not sure what yours is connected to. It doesn't really matter necessarily, but that just gives you that sort of like power to speak up in the moment when you have an urge. So for you, trying to force yourself to show up when you don't have something to say, or you don't feel like it's just like bursting out of you, is probably not aligned. And
I have this unnatural need. I have this unnatural need to just like, I can't hold anything in. And I have to let anything that's like on my mind, I'm just like, I gotta get it out. And like, I don't know if that's a manifester thing or just a Kelsey thing, but
I mean, it could be like, I feel like the manifester thing of like, I gotta get something out, like coming out through your throat. Cause it's got some energy behind it for sure. Whether if it's something on your mind, like an idea or a observation that you're thinking, you know, potentially you have a defined ajna that's connected to your throat. So that's, you know, maybe an aligned way for you to speak. Or, you know, maybe you're a manifester who has your throat connected to your emotional center. And so speaking about how you feel is going to be really aligned. So there's so many like different nuances, and depending on which gate it is, that could make a difference in how that comes out as well. But yeah, like as a manifester, that whole like being really direct, being spontaneous with how you show up, I think is super aligned and really important.
Awesome. So for the people that like, they're like, cool, I know the five types, like I know blah, blah, blah. What are some of the things that they, I'm just like, I'm speaking for myself here, Bria.
Yeah.
what are some of the things that like, I should start to think about or dive into to go beyond just knowing my type, my emotional centers? Like I know that, I don't know gates and channels, like I know of them, but I haven't like dove into what they actually mean and do. And I also know that all of my centers other than my sacral center are colored in.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I also know, I believe that I'm very defined.
Yes.
And not a lot of people like
I'm just going to be like direct in who I am. And like, it's not going to be affected by other people's energy as much as if they were open. So
yeah, totally. You're having all of those centers defined, and maybe we can talk about like what it means to be defined versus undefined, what that looks like. So I think that's actually, you know, the building block of what your type is, and is really, really important for even like what you have to share in the world, where you're, what you're learning, you know, what wisdom you have to develop, but also like who you are at the core. Because for you, it sounds like, you know, you're very defined. So if you've only got one center undefined, so if someone's wondering what that is just before we get into it, that's a center that's white. So one of the 9 shapes that is white on your chart. And so you having only that sacral undefined means A, you've got a lot of energy because you've got all of the other 3 motor centers defined. So that's giving you a ton of energy within your body. So you're probably maybe more active than potentially even a generator who doesn't have all of these.
Wow. That's really interesting because I haven't felt very energized in a long time because I do have like autoimmune issues and infertility and like all of these things. And so I wonder if that's something also where it's like, I got some of those issues blocking the energy because
So
I was like, I have no energy. I need help
with that because I have like also like sort of autoimmune, like inflammatory issues, lots of like gut health problems, like some fertility stuff going on, like all of that. So I totally get it. I have a defined sacral, but you not having a defined sacral means that like one of your greatest lessons, and especially since this is your only undefined center, is that you're needing to learn and gain wisdom around like slowing down and knowing when enough is enough, when to stop. So I don't, potentially you burnt yourself out earlier in life or earlier in your business and had kind of one of those moments of like, oh shit, I'm really sick, I need to pause, like things like that may or may not be the case, but that's often happens with an undefined sacral, or just kind of like pushing things too hard. But because you have all of those other energy centers, and specifically motor centers, like the root center, the heart center, the emotional center, solar plexus defined, that would give you this sort of other reserve of energy where you would feel like, oh yeah, I can do it all. Like I'm a superwoman, like I can get everything done. And then what happens is you over rely on those centers that are not sustainable sources of energy and burn those out. So like adrenal fatigue, fertility stuff generally is the sacral center because that's where that like creation happens, and fertility and like sex hormones, all of that. Adrenal's a huge thing for all sorts of like our hormonal health. And most people, if with a defined root center, because that's where we're connected to our adrenals, will have some sort of burnout, which then, you know, you're going, and you've got pedal to the metal on this like fuel, but then you don't realize because you have a defined spleen that your immune system is starting to shut down. So it's like, we just go. We don't realize until it's too late that, okay, everything's fallen apart.
Yeah. I think you just saw me like shaking my head like crazy through that.
Yeah. Time.
I don't know if this is the heart or not, but I feel like my passion towards growing business and going after goals and dreams is so enormous that even when I'm tired or burnt out, I'm like, I gotta reach that goal. And so I don't give up, which is a maybe good quality. And also like, probably not, because probably should just like go rest sometime. I mean, I do live like my aligned life, and when I'm like working towards a goal, it's hard for me to just not do it or think about it, wake up in the middle of the night, like jotting down notes and all of that good stuff.
The defined heart, definitely. Like that's where we have our motivation and willpower to achieve in the material world. So yeah, it's very much like business deals, goals, like that very like ego-based stuff. But and not ego in like the bad way, just that like, you know, it's our material wants. So it's like, you know, we want influence, or we want to have more impact, or we want to make more money. All of those things come from the heart center, which you'll also hear called like the ego center or the will center. I just like the heart center better because ego tends to be a confusing word. It doesn't quite mean the same things as like what it means in psychology. But like what you were saying with like, you know, I can't stop, or I can't like step back from that when it's on, is the really important thing for you will be using your authority and your strategy and authority essentially to ensure that what you are committing to is aligned for you. Mm-hmm. And really that strategy, especially of like only acting when you're in the urge, but then noticing when that urge is like waning and when it's time to kind of retreat, because a manifestor is not designed to be on all the time and can easily get caught up in like busy work or people pleasing or whatever, just kind of go, 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 go. And that will actually almost like quiet the urges or create no space for you to receive these urges. And then you're kind of like stuck just like on this path that you can't get out of. And then you end up burning yourself out. So yeah, the heart center, we really want to make sure that what you are committing to, that the deal is sweet enough for you, that your heart is really in it. Otherwise, there's going to be, you know, like I said, burnout. But also what's really interesting is that self-worth lives in the heart center as well. Mm-hmm. So there, if there's any kind of hint of like, I'm doing this because I need to prove my value, or if that's like that energy behind whatever you're doing, the fuel for it, then it's going to be out of alignment. And if you can't say follow through on it in the way that you want it, it will start chipping away at that self-worth or self-value.
Wow. Yeah. I have a lot of self-value work that I've done because it has been a theme, throughout my entire life. And so I'll work on that in therapy and whatever. And it's just really interesting for you to say that and be cognizant of how that all interacts. I never knew about that before. So
I think
I'm so thankful for you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I think the heart center is like one of the most interesting centers in the entire body graph. And especially for entrepreneurs, I see so much that comes back to that or is fueled by shadows in the heart center. Mm-hmm. And like for me, I have an undefined heart center, so I am not designed to have consistent willpower and motivation. But in society, we're taught that that's the only way to be successful. So the messaging we receive is you have to be on all the time and you have to be hustling all the time. But for 70% of the population, that is not correct. And we end up missing these like beautiful gifts that we can receive when we're having our downtime. And I would say like for undefined hearts, it's listening to those cycles and retreating when the motivation is not there is when you're kind of like pulling back the bow of that arrow so that you can shoot farther once you are motivated, rather than just kind of like going through the motions as you can and burning yourself out or missing maybe that important connection that you need to further your work.
Mm-hmm. We're going through a really busy time in our business right now and a lot of team growth, and me personally spending a lot of time in the business, which was not so much, if for longtime listeners, they know I go through like my ebbs and flows of like me growing and also taking that, like, I'm in a good solid place right now. And so I'm in a little bit of a more like intentional hustle mode, getting my team really in place so that we can grow to that, like that future state. But one of the big things I've just been able to implement after designing it in January is a week off. Not to like vacation, but just like every single month for me, just to like, I have a kid. So like I put him at daycare and I just like don't have any meetings. I get to sit at home and just have that intentional journaling, resting. Like I'm not working, but I'm intentionally like letting go of all the distractions so that I can have that slower period, because I know how important that is as a business owner and a CEO to be able to have that time to think and reflect and like actually guide those next steps. So
absolutely. Yeah. For a manifest, for anyone who's not a sacral being, so a sacral being, we would call generators and MGs because they have a defined sacral center. And that's like the most sustainable motor center in the body, or like that engine that can, you know, not to say that generators and MGs don't need rest. They absolutely do. And I hate that narrative out there that they're just like worker bees and can go, 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 because it's not the case. But the people who do not have a defined sacral, so are non-sacral beings, like manifestors, projectors, reflectors, they really do need downtime and will work better when they're not go, go, go all the time. And they're like, for example, projectors, so much more efficient when they are resting and not working and hustling all the time. Like they will get so much more done in a short period of time, but there's this almost like feeling there that, oh, I was so productive then. I should be productive like that all the time, like 8 hours a day rather than three. And then, so they're not taking that intentional time to recharge, whatever that looks like for them. And so, yeah, same with manifestors as well. Like you need alone time to recalibrate and to let, you know, to create space for those divine urges to kind of come in for you to be that visionary and lead your business forward. Because without that, you know, the rest of your team doesn't have that direction. And like manifestors, I think, especially in business, is very, you have like this sort of far-sighted conviction of, you know, what vision you have for the world, what you see for the future. And you're kind of here to sort of carry that torch for other people to follow along that path if that resonates with them.
Oh my gosh. I have my mission and I am like, I'm so weirdly convicted about it. And it's interesting also because as I've done my business, like my conviction was so much just trying to make my business work so it could support me. And now that it's growing to the point where it's like, it is so much more than me. And it has been for a while. And it's just now with all of just everything that has been happening in the world in the last year, it's like, there are so many things that are going on. And I just want women and people in general to have the option to live their aligned lives, whether that is through, creating their own businesses or working for businesses that have amazing employment opportunities. So I'm just like on a mission to provide employment opportunities, also work with other entrepreneurs who then want to provide employment opportunities and like be able to do that in a way that aligns with our feminine cycles. And if we want to be parents or not, and just like being able to live a really great life without patriarchy, systemic racism, and all of the things going on. And I'm just like on this big mission to like make that more possible for more people. And
I love
very
that.
Excited about it.
Well, that's kind of, it's kind of like, it's funny that you say, I mean, it's not funny that you say all that. It's like, yes, of course. Cause I was recently doing a workshop on like marketing for via type, I guess, or strategy. And I'm coming up with these little sort of like archetypes, like, okay, who is the manifestor in marketing? And the marketing style that like came to me for manifestors was the conscious visionary. Because really, like, you know, manifestors, they had this like bad rap from history of being like the queens and kings who would just kind of use other people for their purposes or whatever. And that's really not what they're here to do. Like they want to lead like beautiful, peaceful lives, but also have the power to, you know, be those visionaries for, okay, what's next in the world? And like, where do we need to go? And how can I lift other people along this journey and like sort of pave the way?
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole purpose of the Align business. And it's just really, I'm very excited about it.
I love it. We're so aligned in like what we believe in and what we want to see for people. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's just, I mean, so many people are not happy with what they're doing or the opportunities that they have. And it's just so not normal now. And I want to make that like just living your happy life and having a great job be like your normal experience. So.
And it's so possible. And like, it breaks my heart that so many people, I mean, even like my past self going through such like burnout and, you know, the frustration and depression and anxiety and all of these things, I think come up a lot more frequently for entrepreneurs than we think about. And even just like, you know, women in general, there's a lot that doesn't get discussed. And there's so much, I feel, in human design that makes it such a great tool for to allow people to accept who they are, but also accept who other people are, and really kind of celebrate our differences and leverage our unique energetic gifts, or, you know, our differences that we have from other people, rather than constantly kind of comparing and struggling even in a business that isn't aligned for you, when some really simple tweaks can make it easy for you. And I don't want to say like easy, but have more ease mm-hmm. in what you're doing, and also like enjoy it a whole lot more. Cause like, what's the point? Like, people get into business to, you know, have freedom and make money and, you know, change their family situation or whatever the reason is. But I feel like at the top end of this, there's always this freedom. I feel like you're never really free until you're being who you really are. Mm-hmm. And most of us are trying to be somebody else in our businesses because we think that, okay, that's how you become successful.
Or they're being coached or following somebody else's version of success. And it's, everybody has to find their own unique way towards what feels amazing and works. And
there's so much coaching out there that really like disempowers people, because it doesn't, it gives somebody a formula for doing something that maybe worked for that person and maybe worked mm-hmm. for a handful of people in that program, but, you know, not everyone's going to be the same energy type or, you know, have the same gifts or whatever. And then it makes people feel like, oh, I'm doing it wrong. And it's like, no, you've just been taught not to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love using this human design in combination with like, just creating the business in the way that's going to work for you. We're in the Align business. We're always like, we basically form everybody's unique business model, like for them and their personality and all of those things. But it would be such a powerful tool to be able to integrate human design into that as well, because I know sometimes we're doing like a lot of experimentation to see what feels good along the way, to then find your like really good aligned model or whatever you're trying to determine in your business. And so I think, being able to define this and go further into it could lead to those aha moments much more quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just like, you know, one session diving into someone's business alongside their chart can completely shift things from like, oh, it's like kind of working or not working at all, to like, oh my gosh, I feel so much lighter. I'm so excited about this. And for somebody to really kind of have that jumping off point to move forward in alignment, rather than like, oh, like, I don't know, like this isn't really working, and just like not feeling good about something, or mm-hmm. having to test a million different things before they find that thing that's, oh, okay, yeah, this feels good. But also, I think like knowing why something is going to work for you, or why something might feel good, and being able to let go of like the why things didn't work for you mm-hmm. and not seeing that as like a flaw with you, but like, oh, there's a legitimate reason why that wasn't working for me. And it's not my fault. It just wasn't aligned.
Absolutely. So Bria, if people would like to book a reading or anything, can you tell them how to find you and maybe a little bit about like what next steps could look like with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can be found on Instagram, basically the only place right now, at soulrush.co. I am working on a website, but slow, steady progress in true generator fashion. So Instagram is where I show up, and that's where I have a ton of content. So if somebody's new to human design, they can go check out my story highlights and see all of my posts on their specific type, which is a fun way to kind of consume the content specific for you. And then I've also got a freebie that, again, if somebody's really new to human design or they're like, what does this whole body graph thing mean? What is, like, this chart is really confusing. I mean, for me, I saw it and then closed the tab for like 3 or 4 years because I was like, WTF is this? anyways, I have a little like PDF guide that will kind of walk you through the elements of the chart so it's not so overwhelming. Cool. I think that's a big barrier for people to even like getting into it in the first place. But in terms of like working with me one-on-one, I offer one-on-one readings. So that's very like informational. I will walk you through your chart, your type, how to use it, and really kind of depending on what you put in your intake form. Like, you know, if you're more advanced, then maybe we'll focus on more advanced or deeper layers rather than basics. But what I find is that a lot of people don't actually know how to use their strategy and authority in their life. Mm. So I really make a point to ensure that, you know, if you have a reading with me, you leave having some like tangible ways to actually practice that and experiment with it. Because if you know nothing else about your human design, the strategy and authority is going to make the biggest difference in your life. Mm-hmm. So that one, it's like not the sexiest thing, but it's the most impactful. And then from there, I also offer what I call unblock your biz sessions. And so that is sort of a coaching mentorship session specific to business owners or entrepreneurs, where we'll look at, you know, what's aligned in your business, what is not, what goals you have, where you feel blocked, and look through potential areas in your chart that are causing those blocks and how to shift back into alignment. Sometimes that looks like emotional work, some, or like, you know, thought work and stuff. Sometimes that looks like business strategy or like coming up with a new business model. So it's super, yeah, super tailored with a big intake form so that we really kind of focus on like what actually needs to happen for you. And then I also offer longer term coaching that I don't really talk about on Instagram too much. It's more like, okay, if someone has a session with me and they enjoyed that and they want to implement more, then I offer 3 to 6 month mentorships as well, where we kind of like deep dive into your chart and your business and get you super, super aligned and moving in a direction or a trajectory that's going to be much more easeful and successful and, you know, really get rid of that burnout and hustle.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And that's like so much goodness there. And thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate you coming and sharing and just being here with me today. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was super, super fun.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.